Just in case, because I saw the message come up on the screen there. It's like, hey, when do we actually start? That may have been because I was too busy reading all the amazing comments that you guys are putting in there. So thank you guys for distracting me and not allowing us to start on time.
But there's some great comments in there.
But yes, there are some great comments. And actually, I love the fact that there's such an international crowd on here. It must be Mark, because
I think it's you.
We kind of announced that Paul's not joining today. And so, you know, Mark's here to entertain.
Yeah.
And then, look at this guy. First of all, I say you're not here, and now you show up.
Well, you can't do the show without me.
It's true. You are my official co-host.
Yes.
Here I was thinking we're going to spice it up a little bit, add some more viewers onto the show. Clearly, because the ratings and the view, or we don't have ratings yet. We're going to get to that later. But clearly, the viewers are there. So it's neither you nor me.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's Mark.
Yeah.
But that's fine. So without further ado, let us get on to what we're actually talking about. And to me, what was fascinating when we started talking about this whole idea of, hey, let's do something totally different, right? It's like, I kind of looked at Paul and I'm like, Paul, you know this is a visual studio show and you know that this is like all Microsoft developers and whatever. And he's like, no, I got it covered. Check it out. And then he throws Xamarin at me, which of course I sort of kind of knew what it was beforehand. And then, you know, Paul enlightens me with his wisdom and tells me what it is. And I said, okay, good. So we're going to show it to you because I learned a lot. And so now these guys are going to show you the goodness. So with that, Paul, please enlighten us, man.
Well, first, I'd like to introduce Mark Arteaga, who is our third co-host today.
No bow necessary.
Yeah. Xamarin God.
Mark is one of the most prolific app developers for Windows and Windows Phone, and in Canada, if not the world. And he's done a lot on our platform, but he's also branched out to iOS and Android because he's a business and his customers are also asking for all those different things. So, Mark, if you just want to quickly introduce yourself before we continue.
Yeah, no problem. My name is Mark, owner of Redbit Development. And basically what we do is we develop apps for customers. And surprisingly enough, a lot of them are .NET shops wanting to get on the different platforms because their customers are actually asking for it. So Xamarin's a perfect fit, in my opinion. And I'm a developer. I'll be going through Visual Studio, a whole bunch of stuff, and
great.
Going from there.
All right.
Cool.
So I'm just going to do a little bit of preamble just to start off with, just to explain what Xamarin is and how it sort of fits into our platform and things like that, just so that everybody's aware of it. And then the real star is, as I said before, Mark, who is going to actually show you Xamarin in action because he's actually built some things for customers.
Yeah.
He's also got a whole bunch of demo code that I don't know if there's much you can talk about as far as like what this demo code might be released as and things like that. But
it's already, part of it is up on GitHub. I've been doing some presentations at for Imagine Cup. So kind of just bringing it all together, you could download all the demo code on GitHub.
Great, so we'll
it's
do
all
that.
Available.
Great, okay, so let's go forward.
Let's do it.
So next slide, if you don't mind, because you're doing it. So it's a kind of interesting that we did this today, because yesterday, if you're watching it live, if you watch it recorded, the day before we recorded this, Satya Nadella, our new CEO, went on stage and introduced Office for iPad, which was very exciting. And he talked about something that he calls mobile first, services first, right? Cloud first, if you will. This is something that we're really embracing as a company, and it's something that I think is really exciting because it makes us more relevant to a number of different developers that are looking to other platforms to provide their experiences to their customers as well, not just Windows, or maybe they're not even on Windows and they're trying to find ways. But maybe they know our platform as well. So we're trying to provide them with the best tooling available so that they can get the greatest experience to be productive, all those types of things. And that's absolutely something that continues going forward. And hopefully you'll see a lot more at Build. So we're looking forward to it as well. But one of the things that we're finding is that this mobile first, cloud first idea is really, really taking hold in a lot of different ways. So we have the prevalence of smartphones out there. You know, there's so many smartphones. And what we're talking about today is very, very much in that same line of thinking. So, you know, building the great experiences that are, you know, great for not just our Windows devices, which is the traditional sort of purview of what Microsoft actually does. But beyond that, things such as iOS and Android, as well as, for example, the web and everything else. So that's really what this is about. So I'm not going to spend too much more time on this. If you don't mind, Mark, just go on to the next one. And there's a few things around Visual Studio. And Visual Studio is a key component to how this all works, as you already know. Mobile development is something that's built into Visual Studio from a Windows Phone, HTML5, as well as Windows 8 perspective, as well as, you know, your traditional desktop application, SharePoint, database, whatever it is that you're trying to do. Visual Studio is at the heart of a lot of what we do because it's the area that you as a developer, you as a user experience design person, you know, makes use of our tooling to really develop these great solutions. And now with our partnerships with companies such as Xamarin, we're able to bring that goodness and the richness of our platform from .NET and C# and VB.NET and all those types of things to iOS, to Android, and a few other places. So if you don't mind, Mark, going to the next slide. So in a perfect world, you could just build something, code it, and then it'll work on all platforms. And yeah, that's great, right? But this isn't a perfect world, so go to the next slide. So you have to compromise, right? So yes, you have HTML5, which is cross-platform, but you know, you do have to still make a compromise if you're talking about a pure web page or a pure web app, for example. So the richness that is a native client on a mobile device adds a lot of value that maybe you need that HTML5 alone can't give you. So there's a whole bunch of different options that you can do. So if you go to the next thing, so I talked about HTML5. We also have web and native frameworks. So for example, PhoneGap or Cordova and things like that. These are all frameworks that allow you to do that hybrid thing where you have a web page that's wrapped around a native shell. And that's all good, but again, you know, you are having to make some compromises with that as well. So the next one, Mark, is code sharing. Right, so the ability to code, share your code across various different platforms and things like that is great. You know, for example, and really sort of think about services as being the connectivity across all your mobile applications. So you have the ability to have portable class libraries in the cloud, for example, or even on your mobile device for Windows Phone and Windows 8, for example. And then using architectural patterns such as Model View, View Model, which is MVVM that you see there. All these things allow you to do some things, but there's still some improvement that can be made around how you actually build your applications and code once and then try to deliver everywhere. And that's the last part, which is basically cross-platform frameworks. Xamarin, of which, is pretty much the 100-pound gorilla or 1,000-pound gorilla. I've never heard of a 100-pound gorilla before. Around this, and they have built an amazing framework. They're a trusted partner of Microsoft. We have a very close relationship with them. They build tooling that works up for .NET, so the skill sets that you know and love today, you can use those to build for iOS and for Android as well. And beyond that, there's super great integration within Visual Studio. So, Mark, if you go to the next slide, how it works is basically there's plugins or an integration component to Xamarin within Visual Studio so that you can actually code your iOS applications and Android applications within Visual Studio. And there's a few things that you have to do beside that. Mark will go through some of these things. But really, the intent behind Xamarin and their mission statement was they said there's got to be a good way for a .NET developer or someone that's interested in building .NET code to create amazing application experiences across a variety of different devices. And so the people that built Xamarin, you know, like their founders and their engineers and all those types of things, that's really what they think about when they go to work every day. And they love Visual Studio, as do we, obviously. And one of the things that we really need to remember is the fact that even though there's a partnership between Xamarin and Visual Studio, it's so close and so tight that it makes it very, very easy for us to actually build great experiences. And again, I'm just sort of setting up the stage for Mark so that you can really show how that works. So again, go forward. So again, I'm going to let Mark take over so he can really sort of show you things in action. And really take it to heart, Mark. Go for it. And then as questions pop up, by the way, we are checking the live feed. So if you have questions, definitely let us know. And then JR and I will take a look at that. So I'm going to get out of the way. Enjoy.
Yeah. All right. And I love the part of the what was it? It was we love Visual Studio, clearly. And I'm like, well, yeah.
I mean, we're even wearing the shirts.
We're wearing the shirts. We're doing a Visual Studio show, but we don't love Visual Studio.
Well, right. I love Visual Studio.
Okay. No, so once you've played with Xcode and Eclipse, and you know, you've touched Visual Studio, you'll be
well,
hooked.
And that's the thing is for me, because I know I'm the first to admit I know nothing about Macs. In fact, when we were sitting up here in the studio, you know, and Mark comes in and he's putting in his MacBook here, which by the way is intentionally. We'll get into that.
Yep.
But I'm sitting there and I'm like, where's my alt tab and how do I switch? Anyway, point being, when I was playing around, because Paul said, hey, we're going to do this month, I figured, okay, well, I got to sound like I know, like I'm somewhat know what I'm talking about. So I went in there, played around with it, and I was like, I was mind boggled, which I think is something you're going to show us right now, that me, who knows nothing about all these other platforms, to actually code in these other platforms, go in there, play around. Yes, I got my Hello Mobile app ready to go and published it out and everything worked out well, but it was ridiculously simple to do for something that I had, like for an operating system that I had never touched. Yep. Now, of course, I know Visual Studio. I love Visual Studio, quoting Paul. I had to do that. But now I've now opened up my, you know, you'll forgive me for the cheesiness, but I've opened up my horizons, so to speak, too. You're shaking your head at me.
I mean, you have, because it's .NET, right?
Right.
It's .NET. It's from the Mono days. I mean, I've been looking at Xamarin from before it was called Xamarin.
Right.
So now we're a consulting partner. We're a Microsoft partner, and, you know, we have
the best of both worlds all in one.
Yeah, we have all these devices. Like, here's an Android. Here's a iPod, here's an iPad, and it kind of, and I've got a Surface down here, too.
I was going to say, like, are you going to mention the Surface?
I got the Surface, too, yes. Okay, I got the Surface, there. But okay. It's all devices, right? Oh, yeah, there we go. But it all runs .NET, and that's what we're, as a company, that's what we're focusing on and helping people do that. And as a developer, to me, it just makes sense.
Right.
It's, yeah.
That's what I love. It just makes sense. Enlighten us with this just making sense. Let's do this demo and see what it looks like.
So, basically, what I'm going to do is I've been doing a bunch of presentations. And essentially, a lot of people, you know, at ImagineCamp don't get MVVM. So what they wanted to see was, how do you take an app from start to finish? From sharing code by cutting and pasting, which is, you know, not the best way, but people will start that way. And then going all the way up to PCL and then adding iOS and Android support. So in the demo, this is my only slide for the demo. And after that, we'll show you some samples, some actual customer projects that we are working on, and the designs that we've put together. So I'm going to go in Visual Studio. Everything's all set up here. And I'm just going to create a new project. And what we're going to build is just a tip calculator. So we're going to build a tip calculator for Windows and Windows Phone. And then we're going to progress into all the share code strategies that we use and that you could leverage to build, to share code across not just only Windows, but to share across iOS and Android using Xamarin. So I'm going to go here, create a new Windows Phone project, just call it Tip Calculator. And wait
the
a little bit.
Is clearly faster than Paul's was last episode. We were sitting there waiting for it.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah. So we have our Windows Phone application. I'm just going to get rid of the designer. And I'm not going to go through an overview of Windows Phone or anything like that. I have lots of code snippets because we are short on time.
And when you have a chance.
And we're basically building four applications, right? And hopefully, half an hour, 35 minutes.
Well, that's just how easy it is.
When you have a lot of code snippets, yes. So here's our code snippets. Basically, again, it's a tip calculator. This is what our UI is going to look like. So I'm just going to get rid of this. And again, we have a nice designer here. I'm just going to call this tip calc.
It's very original.
It's beautiful, isn't it? So we go from there. I'm going to go into the source code. And I'm going to delete some pre-generated code, and I'm going to create a method called initialize internal. And I'm going to generate this method. And then I'm going to implement it. Have a lot of steps here. And we're just going to initialize some of the labels and text boxes and everything we have in there. So I'm going to go like that. We have some scroll values. This is obviously going to give us an error because they're not implemented. So again, I'm going to use Visual Studio to, you know, Alt-Shift F10, generate the method stub for me. Some great shortcut keys like that you should definitely get to know. And I'm going to create a method here called calculate. And I'm going to generate that stub method. And I'm just going to cut and paste. And again, the flow that I'm going through is the flow that I usually see that people start with. So they will, you know, start with Windows Phone or Windows and then go to the other one, whatever you started with, whatever you didn't start with, and go from there. So I'm going to go step 3, which is just going to do a bunch of calculations. And then it's going to set it to the labels and the text boxes and all that stuff. So I'm going to run this in the emulator.
Hey Mark, when we come back to the window, if we can just make the font bigger, then that would actually make it easier. And maybe change the light theme while we're at it, if that's okay.
No problem.
just to make it easier. But
I actually did make the font bigger. So go to light and fonts.
While you're doing that, Mark, just to be clear, we're just really just doing a simple Windows Phone project at this point.
It's just a simple Windows Phone project. Let's see if that's better.
It's all just .NET, which is the part I love.
Yep.
I mean, you got your XAML, you got your .NET, you got your event handlers and things like that. And let me get the emulator, and here we go. So, you know, I've obviously preset this up. So it's a lot quicker to show. You slide the sliders over, tip calculator, how many people you want to divide it by. So we're pretty much feature complete on that, say on the Windows Phone side. So now I'm going to add a new project for Windows Store. So I'm going to create a blank one. I'm going to call it tipcalculator.windowsstore. I'm going to hit enter. There you see we're going to have a Windows Store one. I'm going to go into the XAML. And I am going to use the same code snippet that we use for Windows Phone. So you notice here it's the same XAML that you could bring back and forth. There is some XAML you could share, but then there is some XAML that you can't share. So just be aware of that. And then I'm going to do the original code sharing is copy and paste. And again, I see a lot of people doing this. There's nothing wrong with it. If you want to get your product out there, is it the best architecturally speaking? No. But at some point, you want to get your product out there and published and in the store, and then you're going to want to maintain it afterwards. So here, you're going to notice there's a few differences. So routed property changed event args is not available on Windows Store app. So we're just going to generate a couple methods here. And we're going to copy calculate over. So a lot of copy and pasting.
By the way, I may be slow, but yep. I quite literally only now just got your comment from earlier about the original sharing
code.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I still see it a lot.
I'm just like, what is he talking about?
Yeah. It's just you learn these best practices as you go.
Of course.
You know, working with students, they don't know the best practices, so that's why we're out there mentoring them and teaching them. And to use .NET, because then you could target every single platform. With Xamarin.
Of course.
So I'm gonna run this local machine.
I love that icon.
Yeah, our designer did that, actually.
Yeah.
So again, we got some code there. Put some numbers. This all works. So you see the number switch. But then as we build, you know, deploy, say we get the font is not the greatest, but I'm not going to change that now. Somebody's going to say, hey, it doesn't show the dollar sign or the number sign or rounds to the decimal. So we want to go in and we fix this bug. And this is why you don't use copy and paste. And this is a good way to get it across to new developers, sometimes existing developers. So to do the currency, this is all you got to do. So this will work. This will run. We'll get a beautiful currency there now. So you got decimal, you got the commas, you got the dollar sign. But then you got to go do it on the Windows Store side or the Windows Phone side.
Yeah, there's actually a great comment in the chat about when you need to maintain your applications built with copy and paste. That's when you actually run into trouble.
That's exactly, and that's when you start learning, right?
Of course.
That's just like, oh man, I got to go do it here, and you know, let's fix this. So.
And things like that for, say, for example, different customers and everything else like
or
that.
Imagine
it becomes
if
untenable, basically.
Yeah, if you're building an application that is on four platforms, it's on Android, it's on iOS, it's on Windows Phone, if you're doing copy and paste, you're going to have a mess. My goal in life is to not work as much, you know, and to go grab as many coffees or drinks as I can throughout the day.
Yes, but for the record, clearly, not a best practice.
No, this is not a best practice. So yeah, no, don't do it this way. So now we're going to go through all the code sharing techniques. We're going to go through conditional compiles. We're going to go through partial classes, sharing code across the different platforms, and then we'll get into PCL. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the Windows Phone one, and I'm going to create a new class called mainpage.partial.cs. In there, I'm going to go back into here and just copy this or cut this out, paste it in here, and then I'm also going to bring our
Now, why did you have to bring that on the
screen? I know, there? It ruined my surprise, but that's okay. That's actually the wrong one. Let's see here. Tip calculator. We need to copy over the tip calculator namespace, which it already is there. And we're just going to change this to public partial. And that's essentially how you make a partial class. When your pages get created in Visual Studio, it'll automatically put the partial class. And you notice here, we still have our initialize internal. We could go to it, and everything's good. We're going to have a few compile issues. That's just some using statements. So we'll go in, and we'll fix those. And this should still build. And we cross our fingers at this point, because we're live, you know.
Drum roll, please.
So now, how do we get this code into the Windows side? So how do we share it? Great shortcut to share files. Click on the file, click Alt, and drag.
Huh.
So what you'll notice there is I got my little zoom in. You'll see a little icon there that it's, with a little arrow in a box. That means your file is shared, and it's shared across the two platforms. If I double click it, it's going to say this file is already opened by another project, so we are going to have to close it, and we're going to have to do a few conditional compiles in here. Because if you remember, on our Windows Store, we have a namespace of tipcalculator.windowsstore. So we're going to have to do if Windows Phone use this, else use this.
Okay, so it's basically the compiler is going to figure out exactly what platform it's actually compiling to, and then whatever it needs to do, it'll do.
Exactly, and this is where your conditional compiles come in. And then you'll definitely leverage these a lot. When you're going cross-platform.
Great.
And I'll show you in the next one. So now this one we have it opened in the Windows Store application. So here you see there's some errors, routed event args, again, not available on the Windows Store side. So what we're going to do is we're going to clean this up and we're going to use delegate methods. So delegate methods are another way to make things happen a little bit nicer, cleaner code. I'm going to do calculate and close that off. And unfortunately here, yes, you're going to have to do cut and paste. Why isn't the calculate Did I spell it wrong? And this right here, we could actually get rid of because this is a Windows Phone only one. And let's cross our fingers. Ah, that's why. And we didn't delete it from the Windows Store. So all this code we could actually delete, compile, and now we have a partial class. So now if there's a change that comes in here, if we go back and we say, well, I copied the other one. So if we change this, back to that. We're good to go. And I'm going to change to the Windows Phone.
Run it. And run. Here we go.
Let's try that again. There we go. And there you see we have now our, you know, decimal separator, our comma separator, all in there, make things happen, nice and beautiful. Shared code across the two platforms and going from there.
So we actually have a question.
Yep.
When you share files, is the source file saved in one place, the source project, or is it duplicated?
No, the source file is in one place. So this file, this mainpage.partial, this is why Visual Studio gives you this warning saying that it's already opened by another project. So if we go in here and you see the, let me try to just hover. It's in the same place. So you notice there, and you're good to go. So it's the same file shared across both. You're going to have to put it in one location. So here I put it on the Windows Phone side. But the Windows Store one won't actually have that file in the file system.
Nice.
So it's just a link.
So there you go.
That's way cool.
See, so not only did I learn a shortcut, but now I learned a completely new feature that I had no clue existed in Visual Studio.
There you go.
I'm telling you, Visual Studio is powerful.
Is that a 2013 thing, or was that did that exist before?
No, that existed before. Yep.
Whoops.
Yeah. sharing code, I've been doing since the compact framework days.
Yeah.
With the full desktop, so, showing my age, unfortunately. But
that's okay. Showing how much I don't code, apparently.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. So the next thing we want to do is I want to show you inheritance and abstraction. Mm-hmm. So very quickly, I'm going to create a new class. Did you want to talk?
Nope.
If you want to talk, you could talk.
That's okay.
Okay. I don't mind people standing over my shoulder.
No, I just wanted to see what it was.
Okay. So the next thing, I'm just going to create a new class called My Location Base. And in this example, what we're going to do is we're just going to do a add some location support. So say, for example, you want to grab somebody's location for some analytics or something like that. We could definitely do that. So this is our implementation of my location. And you notice here, my snippet already has all the conditional compiles. We're going to do a platform implementation. Now, the whole point for abstraction and inheritance is so you could implement things on different. So different platforms have different ways of implementing some stuff. So, for example, location. So I'm going to go here, and I'm going to create my location Windows Phone. And this is our Windows Phone implementation. So here you see we're using geolocator. We're getting a location. It automatically uses async. So if you're used to using async, you know, you can definitely use that in Xamarin, and I'll show you how to do that. But geolocator has async support already built in, so we just put in a wait, and we get our position, and then if we get an exception, we need to handle it appropriately and then return it. So that's our Windows Phone implementation. And then in mainpage.partial, which is opened by the Windows Store, I'm going to close that and open it in Windows Phone. I'm going to create a public my location base location, and it's just a property that I'm going to create. And then in the Windows, in the startup, I'm going to create this dot location equals new Windows, my Windows Phone location. So great. So this should now, crossing your fingers, compile.
funny. You're building up the suspense. You're building up the suspense. Everybody's on the chest like, okay, so when is the Xamarin stuff coming?
Xamarin, like, it's coming. I'm going through this quickly. It's coming.
Well, no, so that's why I'm like, okay, guys, don't worry.
This is definitely a process. I mean, you're either gonna build for Windows first, or you're gonna build for Xamarin or iOS or Android first. You know, it's a process to get on all platforms, and that's my goal, is to show that whole process.
Fair enough. So it's not that he was just going to show you Xamarin.
It's
for
not
like
Windows.
5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's not just
Don't
Windows.
Worry.
So I'm going to, but all these techniques you're definitely going to be using. So very quickly there, I made a link to my location base into the Windows Store one. I'm going to create a new one called new class. My location Windows Store. TC step four, I believe. Yep. Now, if you notice here, you have the same thing, geolocator. The only main difference is the property where you get the actual latitude and longitude. I did it like this for demo purposes. You definitely want to look at combining this into one to maintain less code. So now if we go into the Windows Store, mainpage.xaml, we do the same thing. This dot location equals new my location Windows Store. So this is how you get, you get platform-specific implementation. And we're going to use this on the Xamarin side also, so don't fear. And I am just going to change the app manifest so we actually can get some location.
So this is just allowing the application to get the location in this case, yeah.
Yeah, and this is all, I mean, a lot of this is documented on MSDN on how to, what the different app capabilities are that you could tick off. And Windows, on the Windows Store side, it's the same. It's going. And let me try to jump in here and put a breakpoint.
No pun intended, of course.
No.
I had to do that.
No. I didn't get it, but it's...
The show is called Breakpoint.
Oh, the show is called Breakpoint.
For that very reason, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. I should have known the show is called Breakpoint.
It's okay. It's the same thing as me saying I didn't get your original code sharing copy
exactly.
and paste.
So let me try this again. Cross my fingers. No.
That's fine. Maybe we can come back to it later.
We'll just assume that it works.
Yes, let's assume that.
The code compiles, so therefore it has to work.
The code compiles, yeah, exactly, right? That's what we all go by. It's not our problem, it's your problem. All right, so we're here. Next, PCL. So, you know, we've done conditional compiles, we've done code sharing, done partial classes, we've done abstraction and inheritance through using the location. So I'm going to create a new project for a portable class library. So portable class library is basically a way to share the same assembly throughout different platforms. So you definitely want to, if you're not familiar with this, you want to use it. Calculator.pcl. Once you create a PCL, this is what pops up. It's going to ask you, do you want a .NET framework? What platforms do you want to support? Here you see, once you install...
There we go.
Yeah,
there it is.
See, there's a suspense.
There it is.
So once you install Xamarin Android and Xamarin iOS, it integrates with Visual Studio. It's a thing of beauty, I think. Visual Studio, as developers, you know, we live our life, you know, minimum 8 hours a day, I would say, in Visual Studio, some of us. Probably even more. But now we get to spend even more time in Visual Studio, and it is an award-winning, and I hit escape, award-winning IDE, and definitely well-deserved. And of course I hit escape, so let me just delete that and go again.
So click while you're doing that, basically what I understand from a portable class library is that you create this portable class library and you say, I want these specific platforms supported. So it's only going to compile if those specific the platforms do support that platform as well.
Yes, it will. So yeah, telling me to look at the camera. Sorry, people, everyone. I'm not used to this, you know, this whole camera thing. I feel like I'm on the news or something. So yeah, basically you're telling it which platforms to compile for. And it definitely makes it a lot easier to maintain it. So somebody can manage the PCL, and then you have a team of developers doing the different platforms. On our side, we have everybody kind of, they know all the platforms. I myself do iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. And we have some people who just do Windows and iOS. So, and then usually our lead takes care of the PCL part.
Got it.
So now you made me lose track here. I am going to now add a class called location tip totals. Sorry, I had to cheat and look at my notes.
Yes, there's no copying and pasting into your brain, is there?
No, unfortunately, no.
Still need to use traditional notes.
Step three. That's it. There we go. So unfortunately, I got a lot of talking here. So, but that's okay. I like the conversation while coding.
Got to keep it interactive. Got to keep it entertaining.
I know. Or else you're just going to see me looking down at my computer. Okay. So we built tip calculator. We're going to build the calculator. And basically, we built tip totals. This is just a class that's going to hold all our totals. So we're going to abstract things away. We're going to do TC3 step 2. This is our calculator class right here for, I'm using a singleton pattern. Basically, we're going to have our PCL that's going to calculate our tip, and it's going to return a tip totals. And I'm going to create another project or another class called location manager. And we're going to put our location manager within our PCL also. TC3. And this is our location manager. Again, singleton. It's going to be just going to have this location instance, kind of bad naming conventions here. So you're going to do location manager.instance.location instance. But this is just demo. So bear with me. And then I'm going to take my location base. I'm actually going to just copy it into our PCL.
So we're not sharing it this time?
No, we're not sharing because our PCL is going to have it in there. And then just going to change this to PCL, the namespace, and get rid of those conditional compiles. So in a PCL, you're not going to be able to do conditional compile, so just be aware of that. And the reason for that is because the one assembly is going to be used for all the different platforms. And then we go back into, say, our Windows Phone. We're going to add a reference to our solution, PCL. Going to get a few errors. I'm going to delete my location base from there. I'm going to delete it from the Windows Store one. I'm going to go into partial. And I'm going to get rid of this.
Because that's all duplicate from the PCL now?
Yeah. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to call the PCL. So we're going to call location manager PCL dot instance, and this is where I said the naming convention is not the greatest. Get location, and var lock equals awaits async. So there we go.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
So we do have a question.
Yep.
On here in the chat.
Yep.
Actually, just because you keep mentioning it often, so I figured might as well ask the question. PCL. So obviously those are portable class libraries,
yes,
is the actual acronym. But if you had to summarize it in like one sentence.
Summarize in one sentence, get used to them as developers because it'll make your life easy.
It's a really long run on sentence, but
yeah, maybe.
Functionality-wise. Paul's interrupted us here. Paul, would you like to answer the question?
So just
he
a few
feels
things.
Lonely off off on the side there.
Well, the PCL is basically, and you can continue if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to continue writing here.
Yeah. So basically, the PCL is a common shared code across different platforms that you're defining, basically. And it's not necessarily a new concept. It's been available for a little while now. To use it within Visual Studio, though, you do need professional or higher. So it doesn't work in the Express SKUs, unfortunately. So just be aware of that. But you know that in of itself is actually, if you're doing a lot of cross-platform work, the PCL is worth the investment alone, even so.
And that's actually why you saw before when all the different platform lists came up, that's why Xamarin showed up there, because that was making it available, or making that class available to those as well. So
exactly.
But yeah, that's in a nutshell. Actually, I saw a really good link that someone posted into the chat there for more information on PCLs. MSDN has a fantastic drill down on exactly how to use PCLs. And also, we have a couple of developer movement camps that we did. Actually, I think you may have done one. But anyway, doesn't matter. I'll get you the links and I'll post them into the chat. Okay. So with that, back to you, Mark.
So with that, back to me.
Code.
And got a few errors. That's okay. We're going to fix this up and we're just going to add some using statements here because it's now referencing our PCL and it's not local. And Control-Shift-B. Okay, everything succeeded. Now, we got a PCL, we got a Windows Store, we got a Windows Phone. I will change this just to Windows Phone, just so you can see. So now what everybody's been waiting for is iOS.
Yay!
Yeah.
And Android, we'll get to Android too.
I think we should do
let's get
a slow clap.
So while you're setting that up, if you don't mind, basically the way it works is there is a download that you have to get from Xamarin,
yes,
which there is a 90-day trial out there that you can play around with. So it integrates in with Visual Studio as well, right?
Yeah, it integrates in, and this is where we go in and file open, add new project, or add new project. You can select iPad, iPhone, Universal. And I'm not going to go through like the whole bit, just because it's going to take a while.
So much time in a lunch hour.
Exactly, and there's a lot of documentation. Check out the Xamarin site; they have done a fantastic job on documentation for developers.
Nice.
So I'm going to click iPhone. I'm going to click Hello World Project, and I'm going to wait a bit. And this message comes up. I don't know why, but I'm just going to discard. And here you see we have our iPhone project. Now for Windows developers, I'll just quickly go through. You got your main.cs, which is your static void main. That's where everything starts off. You're going to have your app delegate. This is like your app.xaml.cs. This is where everything starts off. This is where you say you want to create your view controller and go from there. A view controller is basically like a page from the Windows side. So you want to create a view controller to show any data. And what we're going to do is I'm just going to create a tip calculator view controller. Actually, I'm going to make it even faster. And I'm going to drag some existing files over. So here you see we have a tip calculator view controller. When you're building your UI, there's a couple of options you have. You could build it through code. That's usually the way we've done it. Just give me one sec. And so copy and paste here, just to make sure.
It's just so cool seeing that. I mean, this is an iOS app that you're actually building, and you're actually doing it in C#.
And more importantly, I get it. I can read it.
Well, I mean, Objective-C is readable. Don't get me wrong. It's just.
Yeah, I mean, I've done Objective-C. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Probably because I've been doing .NET for so long. Mm-hmm. But this is basically the standard MyView controller that comes up. You see, you got a UI button. The names are different mm-hmm. on iOS and Android and Windows. So that's one thing as a developer you're going to have to get used to, is you're going to have to figure out the different frameworks because they're platform-specific UI controls.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. Continue. The one thing that I think is really neat is some of the great things that are in Visual Studio. And I love Visual Studio for, you know, some of the new things like Code Lens, for example.
Yep.
And some of the other features that are built in, like even, you know, potentially doing some IntelliTrace work potentially and things like that, and how you
you got full debugger support.
Yeah,
which is fantastic.
It's amazing.
So I'm gonna right there. I'm actually, you'll notice here, I'm adding a reference to the PCL. So now we have our PCL, and we are going to cross our fingers. And this is just an error that we didn't do this. So you have to set your application name and your identifier and Xamarin. And here you could set your, you know, what devices you want to target. So I'm just going to say iPhone and iPod. And if you're looking to buy devices and you don't want to get yourself an iPhone, or they are more expensive, get yourself an iPod. It's the same thing and less, half the price. And I'm going to target 7.1, which was just released. The beautiful thing about Xamarin, when Apple releases an SDK, their day one release. So Xamarin will release the same day support, which is fantastic. And here you could do some landscape and orientation. I'm not going to go through all that. I am going to make sure this compiles. I got to save this. And I'll make sure this compiles. And I gotta add some using statements. And one thing a lot of people think is you can't share UI code. But there is some ways to share UI code, because, so I'm gonna share mainpage.partial. Let me close that off. Because some of the properties and the like are the same. So I'm going to just replace all this with TC for. So here you see now we have a whole bunch of different conditional compiles. We have Windows Phone, we have NetFX Core, which is for the desktop, and then we have.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Pausing.
Yeah.
What about desktop? How did that get in?
Oh, sorry. Desktop meaning Windows Store. Oh,
okay, just check.
Windows Store, yeah.
Just check.
And there you see the namespace Windows Store.
Okay.
Yeah. I still call it the desktop. I'm old school. But then you see here we have our partial class, public partial class tip calculator view controller, iOS specific. And then all this code, if you name the elements the same, here we have text amount, labels, all the same. The text properties are the same, right? So that's one of the beauties of it. So you can share some UI code. The UI that you're going to generate, like this is a zip right over here. That's specific to iOS. So you're going to see it is a whole bunch of XML. Let's just say XAML is a lot nicer. But you're going to build this zip in Xcode and then bring it over. And that's what we did here, but for the convenience of time. And then text amount, text change, you know, when the text changes, we want to do that. This is how you do it in iOS. A little bit of a mess, you know, just to get a text change. You have to use the NS Notification Center. And again, documentation is out there. So location instance. Here we're going to get a null reference exception because we didn't create right here. Actually, we actually do create it. So let's build this. All right, we're building.
Boom.
So now, let's go to the iPhone simulator. So I'm going to switch it up here. And if you're used to Windows Phone or Windows Store, you will see things up here. I may have to just check to make sure things are building. So there you see build and deploy. It's going to say iPhone Retina 7.1. I'm going to hit start. Let me actually put a breakpoint in our iOS location. iOS location is a little bit different. You have CL location manager. There's a bunch of stuff here. We made it async. Again, this source code is available, but this is where the differences in platforms come in. And this is where abstraction and inheritance come into play. Now, I will switch over to iOS. So here you see what I'm doing is I'm actually running in Parallels. So I could run Windows. So I'm running Visual Studio and then do my little gesture and it slides over to the Mac. And
so basically this is a remote sort of connection for debugging.
Yes. And the way the magic happens is this. So Xamarin iOS build host.
Nice.
So this is what talks to Visual Studio because you need to compile your iOS applications on a Mac. So that is the biggest thing. So you will need a Mac, but you'll also need Windows, unhandled exception.
So really, the Mac part is just for compiling, it's final compile, not during build time, right?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, our team, we have, no, it is for builds. But our team, we have Mac Minis and with Windows Desktop. So the Mac Mini is just kind of stuck in the corner. And it's just a build machine. You need one machine per developer. So it is a little bit of a pain, but let's see this. And I'll show you the iOS build host log. So you'll notice here that it's just doing the whole compile right here. So it's compiling on iOS on Mac.
And to be clear, the reason why we have to do this on Mac OS is because of the fact that it requires, there is no emulator
exactly.
on Windows and things like that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So exactly. And then we have an Android one. I am going to just add existing project, pre-built tipcalculator.android.
Okay, cool. To me, though, that's so cool while this is loading up. Like, it's not mind-blowing, per se, but it's actually really neat to see how, your .NET code is being compiled and then translated into, iOS bit code and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yes, you do need the Mac to actually do the compile to the right format on iOS, because that's something that Apple requires you to do, from what I understand. Right.
You can only compile on the Mac.
Yeah, they only allow you to do so. So there's that. But beyond that, I mean, it's really great. And then the Android story, as you're going to show, it's really cool to see that you don't even need a Mac as you imagine, right? You can just do your development there. So that's great.
And then here, very quickly, again, I got another code snippet. Let me just scroll to the bottom. Android. And this is what we use for Android, our conditional compile. So you'll notice we'll have underscore, underscore, Android. There's also one for iOS, underscore, underscore, iOS, underscore, underscore. You'll find all this documentation on conditional compiles within the Xamarin website, their developer documentation. But here you see we have an activity one. So the UI is completely different on Android. We have something called activities. We have text views, seek bars. But we created the code or the UI through code. You can create the UI through the designer also. And it's under here, under layout, main.axml. You open it up, and this is one of the nice things about Android.
With like a full editor and
with
Xamarin, everything.
Yeah, Android with Xamarin. I don't like Eclipse, but we won't go there. But yeah, you get a full editor. This is here, so you get toolbox. Unfortunately, my fan is just going crazy here. Let me try to close this. One thing, so here's your toolbox. You have all your controls. You could drag and drop it over. One thing I recommend with Android, get yourself a device. The emulator is very slow. On my desktop at home, 16 gigs, it's still very slow. Hmm. So I'm not even going to bother trying to run it on here because I'm in Parallels. And yeah, it'll be a mess. But I'll see if this starts up. No, that's broken. Something's wrong there. Okay. So essentially, that is how you go cross-platform.
So we started from scratch, you know. So yep. You built the Windows Phone application, yep. I'll go over here so everybody can see me, I guess. So you built the Windows Phone application.
Yeah.
Then you built a Windows 8 application or Windows Store application, as it were.
Yep.
You copied, paste. You did all that kind of stuff.
Copy paste. That's how you're going to get to market.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, sometimes that's the way it works, right? Yeah. And then you actually created. Yeah, exactly. Then you created a PCL, Portable Class Library, that you shared code between those types of things if you wanted to.
Yep.
Then you actually added a new project for iOS using Xamarin as part of this process, and then you did the same thing with Android within 45 minutes.
46. I got my timer right.
46. Now. Well, there you go. So I mean, you went through it really quickly, and you obviously knew what you're doing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of steps.
There's a lot of steps. Yeah.
But I mean, that's pretty cool. I don't know.
I think it's actually pretty cool. Now the cool thing I think even better is you could integrate with Visual Studio Online. So I have it connected here. We use Git.
So now you're bringing on the whole ALM piece and stuff like that now?
Yeah, pretty much. So I got my Visual Studio Online connected. Some of our team use Visual Studio. I prefer the command line.
Of course you do.
Like I said, I'm old. So here we just do Git status. We got a whole bunch of stuff. Git, add dot. Mit minus M.
So to be clear here, you're basically taking the code that you just did.
All the code.
You're using the command line for Git, and you're actually pushing that to TFS in the cloud, so Visual Studio Online, Team Foundation Service at visualstudio.com.
Regardless of Windows Phone, Windows 8, iOS,
yep.
Android. Nice. Hey, while you're doing that, a question in the chat. What Android OS versions does Xamarin support? And what about older platform support compatibility?
They support down to API 8, 2.2, version 8.
Very cool.
So there is a bunch of support. I'll warn you right now, you're going to have to download gigs and gigs of Android SDKs. So be prepared for that.
But it's there.
It's there. Yeah, it's supported. So here, back in Git, command line I just pushed.
If you're not familiar, like if you've heard of Team Foundation Server or Service before, it's basically Microsoft's code repository, and as you can see, Mark is in his web portal for it.
Yep.
We do support Git as well, so if Git's your thing, you can use Git for your source code repository on Visual Studio. And you know, if you're just starting out with Visual Studio Online, for example, and you want to try it out, it's absolutely free for up to 5 users. So if you have a team that's a little larger than that, you know, it's incremental cost, but you know, it's a really really good opportunity.
I like the flexibility. Right.
Yeah.
We use Git everywhere, but if we could use Git with TFS, with that's Visual amazing. Studio Online, which is fantastic.
We did have another question. Before you go too much into checking in your final bits of code there.
Oh, it's already in.
It's already in. Yeah.
that's how I roll. Come on.
This is what happens when I'm trying to multitask. I'm trying to pay attention to you and read these awesome things on here, but. So there's a conversation going on. Just wondering why you didn't just start from the PCL and then do everything. Was there a reason for that?
Yeah, because there's different levels of developers sometimes. I know we have a lot here. I found from the presentations I do, people get it more when they see the entire flow. When they see the entire flow,
right? So see it work in one and then extract it out.
Because I mean, you're gonna refactor code, right? That's life.
Right.
You're going to do things wrong.
It's the life of a developer.
Yeah, it is. you're going to do things wrong, and you're going to go back, and you're going to say, why am I doing it that way, right? And you refactor, and you fix it, because you learned something new. Sharing code, I actually wrote a bunch of articles last year, you know, four parts, is that four?
Wow.
On sharing code.
Nice.
So it's not something new. It's something that you just learn. Maybe some people know it. A lot of people, Imagine Camp, which is university students and college students, you know, they don't know a lot about sharing code. You'll see a lot of copy and paste.
Do you happen to just somehow naturally just have that blog post waiting so that
I had it there,
in the event
yeah.
that it comes up, you had a great plug for your blog.
I had a great plug for
which, by the way, is markortega.com, I believe, correct?
Yep, yep.
Yes.
And click on my little ads there.
Oh.
No, don't click on the ads. I'm joking. Now, very quickly, I know we have quickly. a few more presentations and probably way over time. This is what you want to get to, MVVM. Internally at Redbit, we use something called MVVM Cross.
In fact, they were talking about it on the chat.
Yeah, so that's the pattern you want to get to after this. So after PCL is done, you want to get to MVVM.
The question is why, though?
Code maintainability.
Yeah. There you go. Solve the problem. That's exactly what we were talking about on the chat.
Yeah, for me, it's code maintainability. Again, sharing code. You have your view. You have your views in every platform, and then you have your view models and your data and everything in the PCL. Okay. And that's how you do it. MVVM Cross has done a lot of the hard work to get things working and bindable, as Windows developers were used to binding. MVVM Cross will bridge that on iOS and Android.
Well,
so definitely,
there's the answer.
Yeah, use look at MVVM Cross. We use it internally for all our projects.
Very cool.
Okay. And
what other goodies do you have?
Other goodies?
I feel like there's different ones ready.
Well, quickly. So tip calculator. Yeah. The thing is up there. So tip calculator. Our designer put this together. This is potentially a design for a tip calculator. But you could do these type of things in iOS, Android using Xamarin. So it's not just the standard controls or anything like that. This is one that we did for a company, iOS.
Nice.
Flight scheduling. Here's another one. This one's actually my favorite. This is a barbecue.
Not to be confused with the game.
No.
Yeah.
So this is the game. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Titanfire and Titanfall.
Titanfall,
yeah. Well, after a hard day's work of, Titanfall, then you can go to the barbecue.
Then you go to barbecue. This connects through Bluetooth LE, tells you when your steak is ready.
Really?
So this was a fun project to work on.
Nice.
You'll find some videos and some pictures on my Twitter.
And just for the record, all of these were created in Visual Studio with Xamarin.
With Xamarin, yeah.
Right, because there was at one point, there was a comment there about, hey, is it like... Is it a cheapo version of what you would actually do natively, or is it like real?
You could create beautiful apps.
Clearly.
This is a proof of concept that we did for a presentation at mHealth Summit in Washington that I went to present at. It's just apparently we don't call it OHIP card anymore here.
We don't?
No, it's a health card,
I think.
I don't know. But that's my fault.
But it's great. This is like a line of business application.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is something the Azure team, we did this. This is open source. Just look for Social Cloud. You'll be able to find it.
Hmm.
Connects to Azure, websites, VMs, the whole bit. I think we used every single Azure component in there. This is another one that we're doing. This is a Windows Store redesign. And this is what we're coming up with for iPad.
Huh.
Right? And we're working with the Azure team to get this done.
So you can see where all the shared stuff comes in.
The UI is completely different.
Right.
But all the business logic
Which
and all the models.
Which is the way it should be done, right?
Exactly.
Your UI should fit the platform rather than, have one size fits all,
exactly.
Which is great. Perfect.
Exactly. And one of the goals here is to have the brand, like it's Woodgrove Bank, have
this.
Yeah. So have the brand kind of stick out, right?
Yeah.
So our designer kind of came up with this design, and this is the iOS
cool.
design that's coming.
So to be completely transparent and clear, this is a proof of concept demo that you work with Microsoft with that's going to be coming out full code that you can download at some point.
That's
and all that
some
kind of
point.
Stuff.
I'm leaving it up to them to
okay, fair
release
enough, fair
it.
Enough.
I don't know when.
Heard here first on Breakpoint.
There you go.
Great.
But that's it. Yeah, you could create beautiful apps using Xamarin.
Wow.
Not just, vanilla ugly apps, I think.
Or the ones that have that kind of cross-platform feel to them, where it runs on your device, but doesn't feel like it actually
it's part of the device.
Meant for your device.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I recommend is invest in a designer, if you have one, if you have a buddy who's a designer.
Great tip. Yeah.
Definitely make the app look like it belongs on the platform, no matter what platform you're
Not
on.
Not to
Windows,
say that developers don't do design, but let's be honest.
We suck.
There's developer designs. I was going a little bit more politically correct, but there's developer designed apps and then there's sexy apps.
Yeah.
And those are usually designer apps.
Yeah, those are the designer. We have a designer in house who's just awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Kevin, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Shout
out to Kevin.
And the rest of the team too for helping me get the Android stuff.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, very good.
Because
Yeah. We did have a question on here in terms of how to actually get Xamarin. Paul, are you... You were going to talk to that, right?
So there's a slide here. I don't know. Okay, so now we're up.
It's there. Don't
okay,
worry.
So basically there's a few ways. So you can go to Xamarin.com. Again, that's our partner's site. So they have the download for a trial. So it's a non-production go-live license, right? So you can't go, you know, submit an application to the various different stores, for example. You do have to pay for a license if you want to use it and publish your applications using it. But the good news is, and you maybe you're reading this already, is if you have Visual Studio Professional, Premium, or Ultimate with MSDN, so it's a purchase purchase of Visual Studio, not the Express SKU that you see there, you actually get benefits as part of your MSDN subscription with Xamarin. So we partner with Xamarin closely with this as well. You can see, for example, on Pro and Premium, you get things such as an exclusive discount on the subscription for the iOS and Android component to it, as well as support and all those types of things, as well as a very, very detailed 30-day program. And I think Mark sort of mentioned this as well.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So there's that. Sorry, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say, as students, you could get a student license too.
There you go.
If you're a student listening,
okay.
Definitely take advantage of that.
Yep. And if you're an Ultimate subscriber with MSDN, so if you have Visual Studio Ultimate with MSDN, you get everything that Pro and Premium gets, but you also get exclusive discount for up to a team of 5. So something to think about, but Xamarin.com is where you would go to download all that stuff. So definitely do that. All right. Now,
simple as that, right?
Just a couple things. We have a few, you know, calls to action, if you will. So if you've never played with Visual Studio, I'm guessing most of you probably have.
I would hope so.
Yeah, you can download it. If you want to use Xamarin, you're going to need something other than Express. So if you don't have the Visual Studio Pro, Premium, or Ultimate, you might want to either A, download a trial version, or you can actually spin it up in a virtual machine in Azure if you wanted to as well. So there's that. Download and install Xamarin from Xamarin.com. So again, I talked through that, so I won't get into it. And then, you know, there's the benefits that MSDN subscribers get, so definitely take a look at that. And if you have any questions around this, specifically around Visual Studio, for example, I'm the technical resource or the technical national technical guy for Visual Studio.
He's a go-to guy.
The go-to guy for in Canada for Visual Studio, but I have counterparts around the world. So those of you that are in Brazil and Mexico that were watching this live, definitely get to know your Visual Studio team down there, and they can get you more information and have a deeper discussion around what Visual Studio means. If you're in Canada, give me a shout. At P. LeBerge is my Twitter handle. paul.leberge@microsoft.com is my email.
I guess I should put that up there. I was kind of hoping that people would just ask me questions, but...
Well, there's that too. Jonathan
Here's
is
the
always
information.
Right.
No, yes. It's okay. By all means. Paul and, probably knows more anyway.
No, we're all good. And finally, I just want to pass it off to Mark to just explain RedBit development. So, like, if you're a customer, for example, and you're not quite sure you're there yet, you know, like, you like what you saw, but, you know, you're not quite sure you can do what you need to do, Mark's definitely one of the guys that you can probably talk to and maybe sort of get engaged with your project.
Yeah, so. We could definitely talk to you about that. We do lightning consultations, and there's a lot of questions to it, right? There's some confusion in the space, but I mean, we're committed to the Xamarin platform. Mm-hmm. We're a Microsoft partner, Xamarin partner, we're the whole bit. So yeah.
It's the whole red bit.
The whole RedBit, yeah.
I had to.
Exactly.
Anyway, see, I'm just here for in theory, comic support and chat moderation and,
and
entertain you guys. And well, I wasn't going to say that, but since you mentioned. But with that, we did come to the end of this wonderful session. Of course, I was betting the guys before we went on the air whether we would actually be able to finish on time. And they're like, no, of course we can. And I'm like, right. So when the real stuff gets going and the questions start coming in, you can't control it, but what am I going to do? I'm going to pull you guys off the air? No. Right? So there we are. But the questions were fantastic this time around. Thank you so much for actually putting those
and
in.
Feel free to reach out to me too, Twitter or my email.
Mark Ortega on Twitter.
Yep.
P. LeBerge on Twitter. Jay Rosenblatt on Twitter. And if you're watching this on demand afterwards, if you're watching it on Channel 9, you're watching it on YouTube, post the questions right underneath the video. We'll check them as they come up, and we'll make sure that we get the answers to you. We're going to stay on the chat for about, I don't know, another ever or so, long as you guys
Friday.
Have questions. It's Friday. It's not like Mark needs to go back to work or anything. Or it's not like Paul and I need to get back to work in theory. But it's coming up on spring, and so now you know Friday afternoons start getting a little bit lazy. But we do have to start editing this video so that we can actually get it on demand for you as soon as possible.
One more thing before we go. Next week, there's a big conference from Microsoft called Build. So if you go to buildwindows.com, if you're not familiar with it, so April 2nd to 4th, it's in San Fran. Sold out, so don't bother even trying to get tickets. Unfortunately, we're not going.
Unless you know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah.
Even that doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore, yeah. But the keynotes, for example, will be streamed live. There's going to be lots of great stuff around mobile first, cloud first, as well as, you know, our tooling that you saw.
Visual Studio Live.
You know, to be honest, they keep it pretty secret, so I don't even know it's there, but I know it's going to be fun and a lot of good content. So definitely check it out. It'll be relevant to what we talked about here today.
And definitely, if you have questions about Xamarin during the time the build's going on, none of us are going to be answering. So keep your questions to either before or after. Maybe we should do next time like a build debrief.
You can do that.
Build
too.
In an hour. And you'll actually stick to an hour.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, and we'll get dinosaurs for Paul next time. We didn't have time to do that because Mark was too busy showing us coolness. So with that, thanks again for joining in, and we'll see you next month. Remember, last Friday of every month, we do this, and so check it out. We'll see you then. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Good one. Thanks, everyone.